Our main story this evening, Pope Benedict XVI today led the College of Cardinals in a day of prayer and reflection on the state and direction of the Church's ecumenical efforts ahead of Saturday's public ordinary consistory for the creation of new cardinals. Chris Alteri reports.
Deus in adiutorium meum intendem.
Domine, ad adiuvandum me festina.
Following the recitation of terce, the third hour of the Church's daily liturgical prayer, Pope Benedict XVI greeted the cardinals with brief remarks on ecumenical dialogue in light of the Lord's Prayer, Ut unum sint, that they may be one. Achievement of full visible unity among all Christians has been a main goal of Pope Benedict's papacy from the outset.
Plena propteria conscientia in iunde ministerio suo intra ecclesiam romanam, quam Petrus suo irrigavit sanguine.
Addressing the cardinals in Latin on April 20th at the end of his very first Mass as Pope, the newly elected Pope Benedict XVI said, "With full awareness, therefore, at the beginning of his ministry in the Church of Rome, which Peter bathed in his blood, Peter's current successor takes on as his primary task the duty to work tirelessly to rebuild the full and visible unity of all Christ's followers. This is his ambition, his impelling duty. He is aware that good intentions do not suffice for this. Concrete gestures that enter hearts and stir consciences are essential, inspiring in everyone that inner conversion that is the prerequisite for all ecumenical progress."
Quest fundamentum omnium progressum in ecumenismi via.
Veni creator spiritus, mentes tuorum visita.
In the morning session of the day-long meeting, the president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Cardinal Falter Casper, addressed the college. The cardinal president spoke of the three major ecumenical fronts with the ancient churches of the East and the Orthodox churches, the ecclesial communities that began in the 16th century, and the 20th century's charismatic and Pentecostal groups. During a midday break, Cardinal Casper spoke with reporters, highlighting an important ecumenical step recently taken together with the Orthodox churches, who have recognized the Bishop of Rome as the first among ancient patriarchs.
"This can be only the Bishop of Rome. There is no other candidate. And they recognize it. But we did not say what are the prerequisites, what we can do, cannot do. This will be the issue of further dialogue. But it's a very important step we reach. But the way is still long."
The cardinal also touched on the challenges facing ecumenical dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Anglican Communion.
"We are in good contact with the Archbishop of Canterbury. He informs me very well about all these details. We hope they can make very soon a decision, because he cannot postpone always the crisis. There must be made a decision, but it's not in our hands to do this."
The College of Cardinals represents the clergy of Rome, and its members are princes of the Universal Church. The members of the college who have yet to turn 80 elect the Bishop of Rome, who is the successor to Peter, Vicar of Christ on Earth, and the Church's universal pastor. From time to time, the Pope summons the cardinals to prayerful deliberation over the most important questions facing the life, mission, and governance of the whole Church. On Saturday, November 24th at 10:30 a.m. Rome time, Pope Benedict will hold an ordinary public consistory for the creation of 23 new cardinals to assist him in his universal mission of maintaining, governing, and sanctifying the whole Church. I'm Chris Altieri.